Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Elemental Royalties, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ELE, and on the OTCQX under the symbol ELEMF. Chatting with the president and CEO, Frederick Bell. Now, Fred, it's been a few months since I last had you on the show. The last time we chatted was more at the tail end of last year, and we really dove into a pretty major acquisition for the company of South 32's gold royalty portfolio. Before we kind of recap that transaction that had closed in early February, let's go through some of the revenue numbers that the company has released for 2020. We saw revenue of $5.1 million US. And just to remind everybody, Elemental is focused on either cash flowing royalties currently or near term cash flowing royalties. So, Fred, when it comes to the $5.1 million from last year, how does that play into what you're expecting for 2021?
Hi, Gary. I think that for Elemental, look, we have nearly doubled the revenue year on year. Since we started as a private company in 2017. And so last year, we had, as you said, 5.1 million US gross revenue. And for 2021, we're forecasting now in gold equivalent ounces as well. So 4,400 gold equivalent ounces, which depending on the gold price is currently probably about 7.5 million US. And I think the major driver of that is our newest royalty on Australia's newest gold mine that comes in Q2 of 2021. So over the next 3 months has first gold pour, and we'll have the benefit of that for about half a year this year, and then full benefit of it for 12 months in 2022. So we really have revenue growth from 2021. If we do nothing else, we have revenue growth in 2022 if we do nothing else. And then we have a royalty on Equinox's Mercedes gold mine, which they're acquiring from Premier Gold at the moment. And that will kick in mid-2022. So we have the benefit of those mines driving growth throughout 2021, 2022, and 2023 as a base case if we do nothing else.
So more royalties that will be cash flowing for you. Now, when it comes to some of these, especially larger royalties that are coming online this year, how closely are you being updated with the work progress and still all the estimates, making sure that projects are moving forward to get into production on time, considering still some countries are dealing with some COVID restrictions?
Yeah, so the major catalyst for us is Capricorn's Carla Winder mine in Western Australia. And that is the one that we've been following most closely in terms of their construction updates. And they just announced last week that the mine is it's on track for first gold pour in Q2, and they're the majority of the way through construction there. And I think that for us, the pre-strip's done, and they're stockpiled some material as well. So I think for us, that's really encouraging to see that coming on well. And I think the makeup of our portfolio is such that because the majority of royalties are operating assets, most of it is you can track it publicly, and you can follow it that way. So the Mercedes royalty that we have coming on next year is actually a producing mine now. It is just the royalty kicks in from a date hurdle. And so from that perspective, it will be really interesting to see what Equinox do with it. But, you know, the revenue itself should be relatively easy to forecast off their production.
Now, as I mentioned, Fred, that significant transaction with South 32 that completed in early February, use this as also another jumping point, please, to explain the ongoing strategy of acquiring acquiring royalties, but again, being a bit more selective in terms of focus on near-term cash flow from these royalties.
Well, our philosophy has always been that you cover the downside first. And the best way to cover the downside is you have diversified producing royalties from the outset. And if you do that, even if you take last year as an example with COVID and a royalty we had on a producing mine in Chile, it had some reduced production for three, four months over COVID and with a strike. And actually the impact on us was very small. And that is a great benefit of royalty companies when you start to have a diversified portfolio of producing royalties. And that is a great benefit in Elemental's portfolio. We have good quality producing royalties we've had from day one that meant we've always been cash flowing. And it means that we only have to raise money when we're making a material new acquisition, which is a great position to be in for a company of our size. And I think probably the most important characteristic to look out for in royalty companies.
So are you guys going to be building on your cash position then, since you are cash flow positive and you're expecting even more cash flow this year compared to last year, and last year was a nice growth for the company? Is the strategy to just continue building up that cash position? And as you said, if you need to make a much larger acquisition, then raise money on top of that cash that you have in the bank?
Yeah, so we always have a pretty good pipeline of royalty opportunities. And so I think at any one time, there's quite a lot we're looking at. And that can be across the spectrum, development spectrum, but with a bias towards the advanced producing assets. And so I think that at the moment, Q1 royalty payments will come in at the end of April 2021. And as you said, build on that cash position. And so it's really a case of what our next royalty additions are and how they fit in. And if they're in the sort of 5 to 10 million range, it may well be that we're using existing cash and possibly some equity. And then if we're doing a larger acquisition, that's when we do a financing. But that's the real benefit of having cash flow, is as you get bigger, you can start to use more and more of your cash flow to deploy into new acquisitions and limit the dilution. And I think for us to be in that position at the age we are, as a roughly $100 million Canadian company, I think is a really, really solid foundation. And it gives us the best possible platform to continue to grow the company. And if I looked back, Elemental was a $1 million company in 2017. And we're coming on for a $100 million company now, with some really high quality royalties, good assets, and crucially, cash flow from multiple different mines with multiple different operators across different jurisdictions.
Fred, what are you seeing in the environment out there for acquiring new royalties? Because look, you look at the sector, and quite frankly, all companies, most companies in the precious metal space especially, have sold off over the last about 7 months now. But the metals price, the gold price, still around that 1700, a little over 1700. And we are seeing a lot of producers continue to make money, but it is getting harder and harder to maybe bring some mines online because those stocks have sold off so much. Where does that leave a company like Elemental seeing opportunities or potential opportunities in the market?
Well, it's actually interesting. When royalty companies typically see more deal flow when the markets come off a bit and equity becomes more expensive for companies and operators. So I think that for us at the moment, we see quite a lot of deal flow from third-party royalties. Those are royalties held by companies, prospectors, people who have some involvement in the project historically and still have a royalty on it. I think that's probably still the key driver of our of the opportunities we see. And I think to a lesser extent, partly because of market conditions, we see royalties with operators directly. And I think also we probably focus less on those deliberately, because they are often more competitive as well with some of the other royalty companies that you mentioned. And the last year has seen a number of new royalty companies come into the space. And I think our key advantage is that we've been doing this privately for 3 years before we listed. And so that's meant that we have a lot of the royalties we're looking at now, we're revisiting ones we have seen before. We have liked, we have followed their progress, tracked them. And it enables us to move a lot faster than if we were starting from scratch.
All right, Fred, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for taking the time to give us a general update on Elemental, recap some of that revenue from last year, and also the growth that you're expecting this year and even next year. We will follow up on the back of any more news or any significant acquisitions that come up. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Fred to address those. Fred, thanks again for your time, and keep us up to date on future news.
Much appreciated, Corey.